are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
Could be a train wreck. Are you ready?
Yeah.
At Tanagra, When the Walls Fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
I need to clarify, I'm going to try my hardest.
Try your hardest.
Not to talk to politics.
Talk. Oh, yeah. The other day, we're talking on the phone, and you're like, you know what? I just don't think, like you were like trying to talk me down from talking politics. And you were like, you know, we just should stop talking about politics. I'm like, you're the one that brings it up. I'm not
that
the one.
That is true.
You should be having this conversation with yourself.
Well, I was as I was talking to you.
We still are what we are. You know, we're conservative.
I would say ultra conservative.
Minded.
Yeah.
But we're not going to bash you over the head with
Listen,
it.
Listen, I love Donald J. Trump.
Right.
I'm not ashamed of
now,
it.
Now, see, you're doing
I'm
the
not
thing,
ashamed of
you're
it.
You're doing the thing that you said you
but
wanted to do.
But I don't want to talk about Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
I mean, one of my 3 and 3 is not Donald J. Trump.
All three of mine are about the impeachment hearings. So I got a lot to get into. I got a bone to pick with Nancy Pelosi. No, I don't. I'm not going to talk about
no,
any of
No, honestly, the moment
ridiculous.
I hear, because I listen and I watch things and sports.
Yes.
So did you see...
Are you starting the show off by talking about how you're not going to talk about politics,
uh-huh.
and now you're going to talk about politics?
Yes. Anthony Hopkins
yes.
came out and said, they asked him about all the stuff that's happening in the news.
Yes.
And he goes, I don't know. I don't have an opinion. He's like, honestly, Hollywood actors are stupid.
Hollyweird.
He self-said that, you know, about everybody in Hollywood.
He self-said it?
Well, he didn't. He said it about himself and others.
Okay. All right.
That... They're stupid.
Yes.
Like, we don't know. We're not informed. Why would you listen?
We live in an imaginary land.
They live in a bubble.
Right.
And he knows that.
He knows it.
But
He's
these
Anthony
people.
Hopkins.
Alyssa Milano. She is psycho.
Yeah.
She is crazy.
Sure.
And hates the world. Possibly more than Greta Thurston or whatever her
Thunberg.
Name is. Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Time person
I got you
of the
that
year.
Christmas present, you know.
The
book. Her autobiography.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, because every... 5-year-old should have an autobiography. All right.
It's 13 pages long.
But we're not talking
long.
About politics.
No, I don't want to talk about politics.
We're not going to do
no.
it.
No.
Okay.
I hate
good.
Politics.
I'm glad we're not going to talk about it. So, what's your first thing?
I got a call today.
Uh-huh.
The call that no parent really wants to receive.
That call.
From the school.
Oh.
May I speak to either Jason or Shelby?
Right.
This is Jason.
Yeah.
And we've had all of the teachers approach us.
Mm.
I'm not going to say this person's name, one of my kids.
Okay.
You get a pick. It's 1 out of 4.
Okay.
It's not a guessing game, but there's a reason why I don't want to say who it is.
Sure.
So all the teachers...
Why embarrass one when you can embarrass all four?
Well, they all four at some point share the same affliction.
Okay.
All the teachers of this person's grade have approached the health lady or the nurse or whatever.
Okay.
That your kid stinks.
Oh, okay.
They need to shower.
Yes.
And I went on to say, please tell him that.
Yeah.
Because I have this conversation with him every day.
Right.
And every day, shampoo, soap, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
Get the whole, you know, shampoo, conditioner, soap, do the whole thing.
And he's like,
and take 2 a day if you have to.
No, thank you.
Well, it's a constant battle that I have.
Right.
And so I don't want to embarrass him.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to call him out by name.
Why would you?
Because, you know, a couple years from now, he might actually listen to this.
One can only hope.
And, you know, it's a call that no parent wants to receive. Your kid is a stinky kid.
Right.
And listen, I know this.
Right.
Because I walk into his room and it smells like a hamster cage.
Right.
Smells all the time.
Would you rather get that call or the your kid is a bully call?
Oh, I would rather my kid be a bully than the stinky kid. There's no doubt about it. Because, listen, the bully... Mm-hmm. Obviously,
yeah,
is I mean he's got a beef to pick with someone, and he's doing it. The other kid's probably at fault. I'll just say that.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
You're going to blame the victim.
No, I tell my kids all the time because they fight with each other. I'm like, listen, why are you fighting with each other?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys team up and go beat up someone across the street?
Sure. Yeah.
I would so much rather my kids team up and beat up other kids than beat each other up.
That's the dream.
I know.
As a parent.
I say this every day. Mm-hmm. Go beat some kids up.
Yeah. Right.
Don't beat each other up. Why would you hit each other?
It's hard to get close enough to a kid to beat them up when you stink so bad. So, you know, you're never going to beat somebody up because you won't get within range.
What's the stinky kid on Peanuts where there's always like a dust cloud around him?
Yeah, it's Pigpen.
Pigpen.
Yeah.
That's obviously a nickname, right?
I don't know. I don't know if that's his Christian name, you know, but
his birth name.
That's what he goes by.
Yeah, well, you know. So apparently,
I'm watching the Thanksgiving because we do every year.
Yeah.
I own the Thanksgiving Charlie Brown.
Okay,
and so I was watching. So
is this one of your three
episodes?
And three?
No, but go with me real quick. So it's two episodes. Right back, it's the one where Charlie Brown serves Thanksgiving dinner for all of his friends.
Yeah,
the toast and the popcorn and all that stuff. And then the other one is the Mayflower retelling,
right?
Which I love, actually, the Mayflower retelling. But the first one, you know. Peanuts, Charles Schulz, fairly progressive for his time because he put in a black kid, you know, which is great. Except it's just hard to miss the fact that in that Thanksgiving episode, they're sitting around this long, like, rectangular table.
Yeah.
And Franklin, the black kid, is sitting on one of the long sides completely by himself.
Oh.
There are four kids on the other side, and then one on each
end. Why would they do that?
And Franklin's 100% by himself.
Why would he do that?
I don't know if it's an accident.
It's not an accident.
Because it takes a long time to draw, right? Like, it's not like you're just
telling
the kids to go out there. Like, oh, now that I'm thinking about it, it just seemed weird to me.
Oh, it's thought out.
Well, Charles Schulz gets a lot of credit, I think, as he should, for being progressive as he was.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
Where was Snoopy?
Snoopy was, I think, well, Snoopy was serving the food, but I think Snoopy was at the head of the table.
So it would have been worse if Franklin was serving the food.
Yeah, it was just like Franklin, and Snoopy serving the food. I don't know. But it concerned me a little bit. So go back and watch it. You know, maybe I'm missing something.
So my first thing is, I've got a stinky kid.
But you're going to take care of that. You just take him out back and hose him down.
Every day I'm going to have to do this.
I can do this or you can do this.
Listen, this is not my fault that I'm having to do this.
Right. Like, I didn't want to get involved, but now I am involved.
Now I have to.
Because,
and it's cold outside, and you're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. So this is happening.
Yeah.
That's
strip down
to
your underwear. Mm-hmm. I got the hose.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get the neighbors calling the cops, you know, that's a way to do it. Put your kid outside and hose him down.
Yeah, I think in, like, you know, the states, you know, when they turn the fire hoses on the people,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a bad thing.
That was not a good thing.
Yeah. So if I'm doing it in my own backyard, come on.
It's not a good look.
No.
I'm not going to lie. All right. Well, my first thing is not quite the same as that. Really don't have a lot to say about this, but I'm concerned about Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
Seems to me like he made a lot of money in his career.
Yeah.
Right? Like, big contracts for
movies,
big teams,
all sorts of things.
The guy seems to be doing a lot of commercials. Like,
currently.
A lot.
Well, maybe they just offer him a boatload of money. He's like, yeah, sure.
I got a feeling something.
I got to say six words. Tough acting, ten acting.
Yeah. It's like Icy Hot and The General and like Epson commercials. And like, the dude seems like I just feel like something went wrong for Shaq at some point. Like, he made some bad
money.
Maybe
he's just money hungry.
I think he made some bad money decisions. Because this
doesn't
can't
he have
be
a
fun.
Bunch of kids.
You don't just show up. I think he does. You don't just show up to do a commercial like in an hour and then you walk away. It's like a big time commitment, you know?
It's a one day thing, right?
No, not usually, I don't think.
You just
so,
go in there and, I bet for Shaq it is.
Well,
I bet he goes in there one day. I bet it's 8 hours of work and he gets paid $50,000 for 8 hours.
Something's going on with Shaq because of all of the ex NBA players that could be doing commercials, he seems to be doing a lot more than anybody else.
Well, this comes from somebody who would like to do commercials,
mm-hmm.
specifically
That's
for Lower Road Radio.
Been your dream. Ever since you were a kid, you would set up little commercial stages. You know.
I'm Billy Mays. Harness the power of the orange.
You loved Billy Mays.
Billy Mays was great.
Big Billy Mays. He's passed on, hasn't he?
Yeah, he died of a crack cocaine overdose.
Mm. All that info.
Allegedly.
Allegedly?
I don't know. I mean, no, he's dead. I don't know if it was crack cocaine.
Did he have a beef with the Clintons?
Ooh,
what's your second thing?
I didn't. I'll leave that one hanging.
Just leave it hanging. And I don't. Just, when I say the Clintons, I could mean George Clinton, the 70s yes. rocker.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could mean all sorts of things. 70s rocker. I'm trying to think who George Clinton was. I think he was like, actually, he was more like an R&B guy. But
okay,
that was
so my second thing.
Deep pull. Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to my sister's house, and they weren't home. But
Our sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walk in the house. My kid was there. I'm picking him up.
Yeah.
They're not home. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of bananas.
Sure.
I pull a banana off the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking where I can place this banana that would be funny.
As you do.
As I do. And mm-hmm. I found a little shelf that was really high off the ground.
Yeah.
I placed it up there. And
Are you familiar with the art?
Yes.
Was that related?
No, it was unrelated. I just saw it. I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it up there, and I get a text last night, 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Our nephew
yeah.
Was walking into the kitchen. He's getting ready for bed. It's 9 o'clock at night. And he pipes up and he goes, "Dad, did you put a banana in a weird spot?"
Mm-hmm.
And they start busting up laughing. It's the funniest thing. So today,
yeah,
I took the banana
mm-hmm.
and I placed it on top of the Christmas tree where the star is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that's a fun game.
So I'm going to have this on instead of Elf on the Shelf,
mm-hmm.
banana in the pajamas. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go put it somewhere different in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun new game for me. Every time I go to their house, I'm going to grab a banana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it in a weird spot.
Well, are you aware of the art?
That was stuck up to the wall.
Yeah, they duct tape a banana to the wall and sold it for $120,000 as
guy ate
art.
It. Yeah.
And then a guy ate it.
And then someone wrote up on the wall, "Epstein didn't kill himself." No, I'm serious. On that same wall. He got in trouble.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm telling you, we are not political. We're not going to get political.
No, I hate talking politics.
But I don't know if this is political, but anybody that tells us the economy is in a bad place right now, like somebody just sold a banana duct taped to a wall for $120,000. I don't know. For me, that seems
what
like
economy
a pretty,
are you living in?
Seems like a pretty stout economy that people can spend $120,000 on a banana duct taped to a wall. But hey, that's just me. My second thing.
Yes.
So here's my concern. I don't know. You tell me. Am I sexist? Just right off the bat, if somebody said, "Hey, your brother's Dan, right?" Yeah, he's my brother. Is he sexist? Like, what would be your answer?
Yeah, probably a little bit.
So
I mean,
watching,
I know that you are, but I don't think it's...
I suppose everybody is on some level.
Are they?
I don't know.
I'm not.
I feel like even... You know what? Sometimes I don't give you credit. You are funny. So this morning I'm getting ready for, you know, getting the kids off to school.
Okay, let me clarify that.
Yeah.
I like women better than I do men.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Just because I treat them different or think of them different doesn't mean you're sexist.
You like them more. You just value them less.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
So this morning, getting the kids ready for school, so on and so forth, I got a routine. The moment I wake up, the first thing that goes on TV is the local news. I watch that for 10 minutes to get the traffic and the weather and whatever stupid local story is happening. And then I either turn it to SportsCenter or Maria Bartiromo in the morning to do some...
I don't know what that is.
Maria Bartiromo?
I have no idea who that is.
You're missing out. So I either watch the national news or I watch SportsCenter. This morning, I don't know, for whatever reason, I turn on SportsCenter. So right off the bat, there are two female anchors.
Oh.
Like, and I notice it right away. I'm
yeah.
like, typically they have a guy and a woman
yeah.
or a guy and a guy.
Yeah.
You don't see the two females.
Yeah, it's rare.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, whatever.
Was one of them Linda Cohn?
No, I like Linda Cohn.
I like
and
Linda
by the
Cohn
way,
too.
These girls, fine, whatever. They're, you know what I mean? It's not like they were super annoying to me. I can't think of. I'm just so.
Okay,
then,
go on.
Then they're talking about the NBA because you know SportsCenter is not just highlights. They're also
breaking.
They're
stuff talking
down.
About the WNBA.
No, the NBA, like
oh.
the real one.
Oh.
And so SportsCenter is not just highlights. It's you know it's also like breaking down
uh-huh.
stuff.
Yeah.
You know, as they do, and then. In their segment where they're going to do that, they bring on an ex-WNBA player who happens to be a female.
I
think she identifies as a female.
Yeah.
And so now it's the three women talking about the NBA.
Uh-huh.
And I find myself completely disconnected. Now, here's the thing, Jason.
Yes, tell me the thing.
I feel conflicted in this moment because I'm like, should I feel this way? But I know how I feel. I feel I'm not interested in this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not interesting
because of
me.
The content or the content?
It's just three chicks talking about the NBA. And here's if I'm going to defend myself, which I am.
Do it.
Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
I believe that there is still a place in this world for men to get together with men
yes.
and women to get together with women.
Oh, you're one of those.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that's okay. And I get the fact that, you know what, like, my wife, she needs female time. Like, I have no problem with that. That doesn't offend me. I think that there's something, like, I want guy time sometimes.
Yeah.
And one of the ways, traditionally, that I've gotten that guy time is turning on SportsCenter.
Yes.
Listening to Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon talk yeah. about sports. I just feels like I'm, like, sitting in a bar with them, and they're just, you know.
A dude fest.
Right.
That's what you
and
want.
Sometimes I want a dude fest. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's one of the reasons why I've gravitated towards sports.
Yes.
It's not that I don't want to, like, ever be around women or I don't value what they're saying. It's just sometimes I just need a respite from them.
You know,
you know what I mean? Sometimes you need a break.
Sometimes.
From you know, the female you perspective.
You can't spend a half an hour listening to them talk?
I to be honest, Jason, I couldn't spend 30 seconds. I was like, okay, you're giving me the highlights, the top 10 stuff.
Okay, what if,
I'm fine with that. But once they start breaking it down, and I don't know. I just
because they don't know that much about sports.
They probably know more than I do, specifically the ex-WNBA
sure they
player.
Do, yeah.
But I just felt disconnected.
I'm with you. But we're the ones that elected Donald J. Trump. So, I mean, we're the deplorables.
That we come out.
We're sexist. I mean, listen, we are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to apologize for it.
I don't think I'm sexist. I think sexist would imply that somehow I hate them or something.
No, we don't hate women.
Yeah, I don't. And I will readily admit that there's a better than good chance. It's like 99% chance that all three of them know more than I do
I'm
about
sure
the
that
current
they do.
State
yeah.
of the NBA.
Yes.
I've no doubt about that.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you on this.
But I just feel like you lost me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I also feel like they're doing it on purpose.
They are doing it on purpose. And listen, I'll tell you what, if you had ESPN has multiple channels, right? Eventually it's going to be eight,
as
it
I
was
know.
Foretold mm-hmm. in Dodgeball.
yeah, as
ESPN, the Ocho.
As the prophets.
The great
Ben Stiller.
Yeah, that's right.
Foretold.
Eventually, what they should do is they should have a women's ESPN.
Yeah.
Women, everything.
Yeah.
And you could talk about whatever you want. Talk yeah. about, you know, whatever you want.
ESPN.
WESPN.
Yeah. Or ESPNW.
ESPNW. There
yeah.
you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's women everything.
Yeah.
And then have an ESPNM.
And see which
and
one does
compare
better.
That's right. Because it will be lights out.
Let me ask you a question.
99.999% of the people, yeah. ESPNM.
Yeah. How many NBA fans are there, do you think, for every WNBA fan? 1,000?
10,000 to 1?
Something like that.
No, it might be more. 100,000 to 1.
Yeah. And somehow they want us to believe that this just because we're like culturally preconditioned or something. No, it's like it's considerably better.
Well, like, don't push it on me. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Like, I will gravitate to what I like.
Right. And like I said, it's not like every woman ever on any broadcast, I was like, get her off the TV.
Well, listen, so
you know, because I like Linda Cohen. I like
many Linda
of them,
Cohen. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I feel like it's the same way with different sports. Like, mm-hmm. when they start showing me tennis stuff, mm-hmm. I check out. I'm like, I really don't care.
Sure.
I yeah. don't care about tennis.
Yeah.
Not because I don't, it could be men's tennis.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right. Yeah.
Pete Sampras, awesome. Mm-hmm. Woo.
Yeah.
Whatever. I couldn't name one yeah. other tennis player right now.
Yeah.
Serena Williams. Does she still play?
Yeah.
Steffi Graf.
Yeah, She's McEnroe.
Yeah, I mean, these are
Pete
Andre
Sampras,
Agassi.
Pete Sampras.
He did
yeah.
lots of commercials.
Jimmy Connor.
Uh-huh. That's it. That's the extent of my tennis knowledge.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same type of thing. It's like, give people what they want.
Right.
Stop trying to push things on them that
they
don't
want. Tell us what we want. Like, no, this is good for you. You take your medicine.
Yeah.
You
no,
watch three women talk about the AWE.
This will expand your horizon. This will
You know what
stop.
I'm going to do? But you know what I did, though? I turned it to Fox News, which was Maria Bartiromo, who happens to be a woman. I'm pretty sure she identifies that way. And I think on the panel, because she's the main deliverer, but then she always has like three or four people with
yes.
her. And I think two of the three were women. I got no problem with that. That doesn't bother me at all. I really respect them. I like what they're saying. I just don't want to listen to them talk about sports. Does that make me sexist? And
yeah,
it's not because
yeah.
I don't. And yeah. once again, it's not because I don't think they know what they're talking about.
You should just
about,
quit while you're ahead.
Because I do think they know what they're talking about. Just something.
Is
I just
your daughter
going
to listen to this segment?
I yeah.
What
she
would she think? What would she think about this?
I think she would agree with me.
She doesn't want to listen to women either.
I don't know. She listens to our podcast, and we've never had a woman on. Well, we've had her on, but you know,
she's the only female, right?
Yeah, she's still the only female.
Yeah.
And God willing, the only one that we'll ever have on.
So horrible.
I just feel conflicted. You know,
what percent of our audience?
Is female?
Is female.
Five, maybe?
Really?
I don't know.
I think it's higher than that.
You think so?
I bet it's 35%.
Yeah. Hey, right into the show.
Tell us, are you a man, biologically speaking?
Oh, you want to know. You don't want to know what they identify
no.
as.
No. What were you born as?
Yeah. What part do you play in, reproductivity? That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
Are you a...
Stop. Dude or chick? That's it.
Dude or chick? Biologically. Yeah.
Biologically.
As in, which role do you play in the making of a child?
Listen, I get that. I don't need to know details. I'm just saying, assume that dude or chick?
Dude or chick.
Dude just or chick.
Right into the show.
Like, anywhere.
Hashtag dude, hashtag chick.
We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
All the things.
Mm-hmm. If you have our phone numbers, text us.
Yeah.
All you have to type.
Yeah.
Don't type anything else. Mm-hmm. Just type dude or chick.
We'll compile the data. We'll make a pie chart, you know, and there will only be two colors on that pie chart.
Will there be a yellow? It would be pink and blue.
Pink and blue.
And then undecided.
Purple.
Which is what?
I don't know. If you combine pink and blue, it's like a lavender.
Oh. Right? Dude or chick. That's all you have to do. Just say
and
dude or chick.
We'll crunch the numbers.
Over the next week.
We'll give you the exact percentage
yeah.
next week. All right. What's your third thing?
My third and final thing, people in China, scientists in China,
okay, yeah,
have successfully made a pig monkey. Why are you laughing?
So they have like the face of a pig?
So technically it's the body of a pig, except it has monkey DNA infused into it. So in its embryonic state. You know, when they start combining all the stuff, it actually looks like a pig, except it's hairy and it's got monkey DNA in it.
And why is this a good thing?
No, it's not a good thing. Actually, I think it's a horrible thing.
Why are they doing it?
Because they can, first of all. But second of all, I think what they're trying to do is get things to the point where they can use it for, eventually they're going to do human hybrid. Things,
right.
Yeah. It's going to be a man and a monkey.
Like the Seinfeld episode where there's a pig man.
Right. This is going to happen.
So, yeah, I'm looking at it right there.
Yep,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's a pig
monkey.
I mean,
it looks like a pig.
It looks like a pig.
There, yeah.
So, basically, they take a pig embryo and then they inject it with the stem cells of a monkey.
Yeah.
And the result is it has monkey DNA that coincides with the pig DNA.
Yeah.
And so... I mean, I don't know what the future
holds.
The
pig hybrids have a head of a pig, the body of a pig, and pretty much all other features of a pig, but many of their internal organs, including a small amount, less than 0.1% of macaque monkey cells.
Yeah.
So it's very little monkey.
It's
a
very
lot
little
of pig.
But it's a process, and it's going to happen, and they're starting to do human stuff too. And I just think this is a disaster in the making.
It is a disaster, but what are the two that you really want to see go 50-50? Like,
yeah,
you know,
like dolphin monkey.
Dolphin monkey is cool. I mean, obviously a lion with wings that can fly
Is
pretty sweet.
Or, like, let's create a unicorn, a horse, and a rhinoceros.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels like there's a lot of exciting combinations out there. If you just get over the moral implications of it and you say, this is happening, you know, let's just embrace it, you know, and just see.
Well,
if
listen,
we can go
if that's the case, there's a lot of like things I wish animal traits I could have.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Man mm-hmm. and cheetah. What if I could run 45 miles an hour?
Right. Yeah. Wings is the thing that I
listen,
would want.
Wings is an obvious one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that book we read when we were like third grade where the kid has a wings and he's flying? I'm talking about. I just had that mental image in my head.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's not Indian in the Cupboard. I know that.
Yeah. Do they even read that book anymore? It's probably racist, right?
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you putting the Indian in the cupboard?
Yeah. Why has he got to be in a cupboard? Let him go free.
Okay. My third thing, pig monkey.
Your third thing, pig monkey. And my third thing is I'm a little stressed out.
Okay.
As listeners to the show know, my wife and I have been watching Frasier voraciously.
Uh-huh.
Like, just been, you know, really watching it every night, basically. And recently, an alert has come up when we press play that says that Frasier is being taken off of Netflix
Ooh.
On January 1st.
Ooh.
This stresses me out. Now, it's an 11-season commitment.
Yeah.
And you know, thank goodness we're in we just started season 11, but there's 24 episodes in season 11.
So how many more do you have?
I have like 24, I think.
24 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And you got like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So you could do one a day,
mm-hmm.
and on the weekends do two.
I have to do it. Like, I'm not going to not finish this.
Will it be picked up on Amazon Prime or
well,
some
other? Well, I think NBC is working on launching their own platform.
Hate this. I
know.
Hate
I hate
this.
It, too. But that's the thing is The Office is going to be taken off of, like, The Office and Parks and Rec is going to be taken off of Netflix next year sometime because NBC is launching. Because The
I'm
Office
gonna...
was, like, the number one watched thing on Netflix. So NBC said, well, we
well,
own
and
it.
Friends was on it, too, right?
Yeah. The Office, Friends, Seinfeld, Frasier, Parks and Rec, all of these things that people actually watch over and over again. NBC is going to have their own
You know,
streaming
I'm not paying
platform.
For it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for it either.
Listen, and I'm probably going to drop Netflix too.
And I love The Office, and I love Parks and Rec, and I love Seinfeld, and obviously I love me some Frasier, but I'm not going to pay for that. I'm not going to do it.
No.
Not going to do it. Not going to die. Not going to die. Not going to die.
That's Can we just pay Netflix like $20 a month? How much do we pay them now? 12?
Something like
that. I don't even know. Can we just pay them 20 and they have everything?
Just give them everything.
Just give them everything.
Just give them everything. I just, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay, listen, because what should happen is this. Obviously, we live in a technology-based world, and they know what they're streaming.
I love technology.
So everybody gives them $20 a month, and if you watch 100% mm-hmm. NBC shows,
yes.
100% of that revenue goes to NBC.
Yeah.
Right? If you watch 50% NBC shows and 50%
sure.
CBS,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you split the revenue. The yeah. NBC, CBS.
Can our president do something about this?
I'm sure. Listen, that's why we need to reelect Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
He's going to fix it. He's making America great again.
Yeah, he is. All right, Jason. Now, for those of you listening to the show and you think it feels like we're winding down, we are winding down.
With a purpose.
Don't hang up, though. Right?
Hang up.
You're
assuming they're on a phone.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they're on a phone.
They could be on a computer.
Don't stop listening because...
Don't stop listening.
Yeah. Don't stop listening. Hold on to your iPhone. So, at the end of this episode, we are going to play something very exciting.
Special treat.
Something we've talked about for a while. We did a pilot episode that, to be honest with... You and I, we weren't, like, super excited about, but it was a test run for the pilot episode.
Well, we had to test out where we were going to go with this.
Right, most people don't know. No, we are Low Road Radio, but and we're a podcast. And so some people are like, wait a minute, why do you call it radio if it's a podcast? Well, we haven't always been a podcast. We started off as a radio show.
That's right.
In 1995. And the radio show that we worked for, The Squid, 104.7 in Columbus, asked us to do a pilot episode, and we were able to maintain the rights to the episode.
That's right.
And so we've never played it before for anybody.
Right.
And so we're going to play it at the end of the show today. So
don't check out right away.
Yeah, don't
There's
check out.
There's still another 30 minutes
Yeah, when
like
we're
that.
It's the blue sweats and all that stuff, don't just press stop because you know, it's, and it's not long. It's like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Just like us figuring this out for the very first time.
That's right.
So
it's a little awkward.
Yeah. So I just want to let everybody know before we get into the Netflix suggestion of the week, which we're going to do right now, stick around afterwards because there's still more to come.
Special treat.
All right. So, Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week, The Toys That Made Us.
That's a great show.
So there's a new season that came out, and Shelby and I watched two of them this past week. Actually, three.
Yeah.
We watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one.
Yes.
The Professional Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay. I've only seen the Turtles one, but I loved it.
The Turtles one is great. And I, once again, did not... I thought it started in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
The whole Turtles thing. I did not realize it was an American comic.
Dudes.
Two white dudes sitting in an apartment, drawing up like a comic in black and white.
Yeah,
and
it made me so nostalgic for the Turtles that I changed my desktop.
Did you really?
To the select your turtle home page or whatever, not home page, but the thing
desktop.
That starts off the video game for the Ninja Turtles when it says select your turtle.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved the Turtles.
Oh,
I was big into the Turtles.
You were the perfect age when it came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's fun. So great show.
Yeah.
Toys That Made Us.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch them in order.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick the one, cherry pick the one that you want to watch.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
There's also My Little Pony.
It's great.
I haven't watched it yet.
And I've already made this my suggestion, but it's obviously made by the same people that did the movies that made us, this new show.
Well, we
and
just watched one, the Ghostbuster one.
Okay. I've only seen the Home Alone one.
Okay, I've not watched that one
yet. It's pretty good. Okay. It's pretty interesting.
Did you see Ghostbusters as having... You're not a big Ghostbusters fan.
I am not. I mean, I don't have anything against it. It's just forever has never...
It's big in our house. We like it.
It's tickled my fancy, as they
say. It tickles our fancy all the time. Mm-hmm. We watch it often.
Yeah.
But it's a true sequel to that.
Right.
The new one with the girls isn't a sequel. That was a reboot.
Yes.
And it wasn't that great.
This is
it was
like,
okay.
I saw a preview to it. It's got the kid from Stranger Things in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes me nervous, but I want to like it.
Yeah, I'll be fine if I like it, and if they mess it up, it doesn't bother me at all either, so it's not precious to me.
What's your Netflix suggestion?
It is this show called The Repair Shop. It's a British show,
okay,
and people bring things to this repair shop, like an old clock that their great-great-grandma had that doesn't work anymore, or like a music box, or like a piece of furniture, and the people in the repair shop, the experts, then transform it and make it, you know, restore it, basically.
Okay.
And it's very entertaining.
Do they restore it to its original condition, or do they upgrade it to today's technology?
One of the guys said that the ethics of restoration are that you never make it better than it was.
Mm.
He said that ethically, and I thought that was interesting that there's like a code of ethics when it comes
for
to
restoration. Yeah,
restoration. But the code of ethics is you never make it better than it was. You bring it up to as close as what it was as possible. But if like you're redoing an old phone or something like that, you don't then like, you know, turn it into like an iPhone or something.
Right.
You know, like you.
No, I follow.
The goal is to make it exactly like it was, but not better than it was.
I want to go to a flea market or an old yard sale, find an old, old radio, like an old school, like beat up.
Yeah.
Like made of wood, you know, the whole thing, and put a Bluetooth speaker in it.
Yeah.
I really want to do that.
Yeah, it's probably not too difficult to do. You could probably do it on Facebook Marketplace like tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a couple that I would do that with. But that's not true what this show does. It's not trying to upgrade stuff to Bluetooth.
No, no.
It's keeping it to its original.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was a lady that had a cigarette. It was like a cigarette box.
Okay.
Like you opened it up, and then it had like different compartments for your cigarette, your ashes, and the paper to roll it and stuff.
Yeah.
And underneath it was a music box.
Okay.
So then you turn the thing and it's like, you know, bum bum boo doo 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 doo. Oh, and it wasn't that song.
Pop Goes Weasel. You
know,
and the cigarette pops up.
Ah!
Whoa.
So anyway, it's called The Repair Shop.
Okay.
It's a very relaxed show. British accents, obviously fantastic. It's the kind of thing that you could just kind of watch all day.
Okay.
And you would never really like fully get tired of it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my Netflix suggestion of the week. I love it.
I'll
so. Jason, that's a show.
Yep.
All right.
Don't shut it off.
Don't turn it off. It's going to sound like we're done, but when we're done, you and we are going to listen. I mean, I'm a little nervous about it. Like, it's a little painful to listen to be honest with you.
Not our best hour.
But, you know, that's why we're sticking it on the end. Because, you know, we didn't want anybody
From the beginning, people would listen to the first 2 minutes and shut it off.
Yeah, be like, this is no good. But anyway, hope you enjoy it. It's our little Christmas present to you, you know, as a show. It's the little things. It's the least we could do. Literally.
Listen, and let me just clarify. We mm-hmm. were very immature.
Yes.
So we're not, we weren't yeah. nearly as polished as we are today.
I think what you'll find is that we're like trying too hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not a lot of like, we're trying to like, we're just testing things out.
Well,
we're trying to do what we're kind of auditioning, people will like.
Trying to make it good.
Yeah. Thank God the squid signed us. I mean, it was a bad time slot. I think we started like, they gave us like a half an hour at like 3 a.m.
Like on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we did that for 10 or 15 years and then we started the podcast.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, different people have different paths to fame, you know?
Yeah, we're still on our way.
That was ours. Yeah. So anyway, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, Bubba, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.
You're listening to 104.7 in Columbus, The Squid. And that's 102.2 in Lima, 94.5 in Zanesville, 88.2 in Canton, and 88.7 in the Cincinnati Tri-County area. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the soothing sounds of Loud Road Radio on The Squid.
Well, hello, everyone. It's wonderful to have you on the show.
Stop. What are you doing?
What do you mean, Jason?
Are you Australian? Did you bring your kangaroo with you to work? Is that what accent that is? Australian.
You don't lock the accents. Hello, governor. You don't what?
No. What is that, French?
It's not good. You don't.
No, it's not good at all.
You don't like it?
No, don't do that.
I thought people would like.
No, people hate it. We're in Columbus. We're in Ohio. Nobody talks British.
I think it's cool when I like meet a like British person though in Columbus. You don't like it?
No, people don't like it.
Okay, all right. Is
people don't like the British people.
This is live. We can't edit this, right?
No.
Shoot. Okay.
What's yeah?
Sorry. All right, so we're really excited to have our very own show.
Yes.
On The Squid. We love The Squid.
The best.
Listen to it all the time. It's the only thing I listen to, whether I'm in Cincinnati or Lima or Canton. Love The Squid.
You have to change a dial when you get to it.
So, yeah.
It's not across the state in one station. But
yeah, and I would like to say thank you to our Uncle Todd for, you know, getting us this spot. I know it was hard, but
Todd pulled some strings.
You pulled some strings. Once again, I do apologize for crying, but I really want this. So I kind of lost it there for a little bit. But, you know, you swept in and told me, okay, you can have the show. And, you know, it ruined Thanksgiving a little bit. Yeah. I know.
For the record, Todd's a producer of The Squid.
Yes.
The programming producer.
Yeah, he's the programming director of The Squid. And so he made it happen. And sure, it's 3 a.m. on a Thursday morning. Probably not a lot of people are listening, but we're happy to have you.
I'll tell you what, it's not this is proof. It's not how much you know, but who you know.
Right. So once again, thank you, Todd, so much for giving us this chance. We will not let you down. This is going to be a good show. So we think we really got something, right?
Yes.
So Jason, let's just get into it, man. Let's just break it down. Let's chew the meat. You know, let's break.
Well, let me tell you, I'm really really excited.
Uh huh.
People are not dying anymore.
Mm, yeah.
The Desert Storm is officially over.
Yeah, I was a little nervous that I was going to get drafted. Not gonna lie.
It's one of those wars that it just goes on forever, right?
So yeah,
I mean the Middle East, they've been fighting forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for thousands of years.
If we're not careful here at Desert Storm, Operation Desert Storm, I mean we're going to be in the Middle East for the next 20, 25, 30 years.
That's not possible. I mean we won't. Did you see how we swept in and took those people out? Like it was quick. Like there's no we're just out. Yeah, we're going to be out of the Middle East by this time next year and not going to have to go back, right?
For decades, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did our job. Done. Mission accomplished, as far as I'm concerned. I'm just glad I got all my Desert Storm trading cards. So.
Yeah, I just got the Colin Powell.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been wanting the Colin. Is it the Colin Powell rookie, or is it just the...
No, he's in the general uniform.
Yeah. Oh, that's the good one.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
And I got the Sherman Tank retro card.
You did?
I did.
Man.
Very cool.
Oh. Well, we like sports. Yes. So one of the things, if you listen to us, now I know the Squid's not a sports program, but you know, we're going to talk about sports every once in a while. So, you know, what's going on in the sports world, Jason?
Well, Michael Jordan, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan just quit baseball.
Yeah.
This opens up a chance for him to come play basketball
again. No, he's not going to come back and play basketball.
No, he will. No. This is going to happen.
You can't just leave the NBA and then come back like
Listen,
never...
Michael Jordan won three championships.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he could win easily two or three more.
No, Jason.
Easily.
No. It's not that easy. Have you seen...
No, he won three in a row.
Yeah.
And he quit to play baseball.
Jason, there's a guy named Hakeem Olajuwon, and he's got something to say about that. Okay? Like,
no, he's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not like there's nobody left in the NBA. It's full of great players who have kept on playing this time while Michael Jordan's been riding a bus around playing baseball.
Listen, have you seen Space Jam?
Have I?
Yes. You have.
Okay.
And Michael Jordan still can play basketball.
Yeah.
Against the Monstars.
Yeah, against Bugs Bunny and...
No, he's with Bugs Bunny. He's not playing against Bugs Bunny.
Okay, with Bill Murray.
Yes.
And Wayne Knight.
Whoa. I don't play defense.
That is a great movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be remembered as one of the best.
Dad took us to see it.
I remember it well.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you have no idea what you're talking about. If Michael Jordan comes back, and he's not coming back...
He will.
Because he doesn't want to embarrass himself. If he comes back, there's no way that he's winning another championship
At minimum, one to two. At minimum. Maximum, he could win six more.
I don't know.
He might be. Like, when this is all said and done,
mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan might be the best basketball player of all time.
Well, yeah, if he had never stopped to play baseball, maybe it could have happened, but it's over. It's over. As far as I'm concerned, because... The Rockets are going to win this year.
Well,
they
won two in a row.
Yeah,
this year and last year. I don't know if they win three in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just reloading. Listen, they got Clyde Drexler and Charles Barkley.
Not a lot of people. They're all old. They're old and washed
up.
They're
not so old.
They're starting to get a little gray.
They're not as old as they're going to be.
You could say that about all of us.
I guess that's true. So... All right. Anything else happening in the sports world that we want to talk about? I mean, this is our first show. Well, you won't normally talk about stuff that happened last week, but we thought we'd just kind of cover the year. It's December 16th, 1995, and so we thought we'll just cover the year of 95.
Did you see Cal Ripken passed Lou Gehrig's record?
Yeah.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
That is a big deal. But, I mean, it's not that hard to do. I see it being broken probably within the next few years. I think there's a few guys... that are ready to do it.
Is Don Mattingly still eligible for that?
I think Craig Biggio has a pretty good streak at a young age. I see Craig Biggio just...
King Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
That guy's like bulletproof. Mm,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he lives to play baseball. He'll play every day until the day he dies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're excited here in... now, we don't have a Squid in Cleveland, but if we did, I guess we're not excited... When I say excited, I mean angry.
Yes. The emotions are high.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because your beloved Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
You're
excited because you're a Bengals fan.
Just a month ago, they announced that they're moving.
I know. Art Modell. Here's what really, really hacks me off about this.
Tell me about it.
I'm telling you, they're going to move to Baltimore. They're probably going to win the championship like right away.
That's ridiculous.
It's been years since Cleveland has won.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's the curse.
You can't just show up in a city and then win a Super Bowl. It's not going to happen.
It's the curse of Cleveland. Of course it's going to happen.
I mean, it would be hilarious. I'm kind of rooting for it, but there's just no way it's going
to
happen.
Listen, I hope they never, ever win another game.
Yeah.
But the truth is, they'll probably go from Cleveland to Baltimore and be 10 times as successful.
Listen, there is no chance that Baltimore is going to win a Super Bowl. There's a better chance that they, like, have a guy on their team that commits murder and they just don't do anything about it. You know what I mean? Like... You know, like,
well,
it's just not going to happen.
I think that happens more than you think.
What?
Yes. I think guys all the time are murdering people.
Well, that's probably true, I guess. I don't know.
The media just doesn't want to talk about it. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about this.
Yeah,
this is real life stuff.
It. Yeah. Mm.
That's real why Todd gave us this show.
Right.
To talk about NBA or NFL players murdering each other.
Hot take. I think they're going to impeach Bill Clinton.
What?
I think it's going to happen at some point. Seems like the Republicans don't like him very much.
I'm telling you, he's doing a lot of crazy stuff in that Oval Office.
You think so?
Yes. Look at the guy. He's a scumbag.
He seems cool. Listen, he seems like a cool guy.
He does, but the
plays
truth
a
is,
saxophone.
Well, he plays more than that. But I'm telling you right now, I don't want to talk politics on this show.
Okay, I think that's a good rule. I think we should never talk about politics ever again.
Done.
Done. Yes. That's a promise.
That is a promise.
We will never ever talk about politics ever ever again. What else is going on, Jason?
Did you see the new James Bond movie is coming out
with
Pierce Brosnan?
What's his name?
Pierce Brosnan.
I think it's Brosnan.
I don't know.
Wasn't he on Remington Steele?
Was he?
Yeah, I think that was the guy on Remington Steele.
I'm telling you. So he's the new Bond guy. I don't know how it's going to work, but I have high hopes.
He's no Sean Connery.
No, who is?
Ever since Sean Connery left, it's like, who cares about Bond anymore, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I'm just excited because I just think it's going to open up a whole new world for things. Like this movie, I think it's called GoldenEye.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, just the name alone.
GoldenEye.
It feels like a video game. I mean, it just feels like, you know, okay. I mean, you and I, we love our Mario, right?
Yeah, Mega Man, Mario, Double Dragon.
We love this stuff. I'm telling you, of those types of things, I'm telling you, there's going to be something. I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah.
But there's going to, like, GoldenEye is a perfect name for a video game, too.
You know what would be cool is what if they created a game that was like, instead of like running around, like doing a story, you know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean a story?
Like, you know,
like where, save the princess.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Instead of like a thing that you have to do, what if it was just like a wide open area and you and like three other people could like run around and like shoot each other?
But the Nintendo has two slots.
Right.
Right. The Super Nintendo has two slots.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The new PlayStation only has two slots.
Right, yeah.
The Sega Saturn only has two slots, right? Mm-hmm. Or does that have four?
You think they could make a game with four slots? Like
for four players, well, you say two and three and others?
I don't know.
Or do you
Maybe
connect
you could,
the
like,
games?
Connect them together. I just think it'd be fun to just run around and shoot each other.
Do you have to be in the same room to connect them?
Yeah, you'd have to be in the same room. There's no way to do it.
But there wouldn't be enough room on the screen. How would you do that on the screen?
I guess you'd have to have four TVs. I don't know. This is getting complicated.
Well, you should just split-screen it. It should just be like a cross.
Split-screen.
So what if there was like four different mini-screens on one big screen?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That could work.
Yeah. That'd be cool
if somebody Nintendo,
made a game like
listen.
That. Yeah.
The executive board of Nintendo.
Yeah, Mr. Nintendo.
Mr. Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Two players is not enough for a game.
Yeah.
We need a console that has four slots.
Yeah.
For controllers.
Yeah.
That we could plug those controllers in.
Okay.
And four different people could play at once.
All right.
A whole new world. Because can you imagine?
We have a lot of good ideas. This is one of the things that we've always said. Like, we have good ideas.
We've always had good ideas. Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one of our best. It's a good idea.
It'd be cool to have some racing games on there, too. Like, what if Mario, you could race other people?
Mario.
Yeah.
Like he's like running to save the princess and who gets to the princess first?
Yes. Like you put four Marios on a screen.
Okay.
Maybe they're different colors. Red Mario, blue Mario, green Mario, purple Mario.
Yeah.
And you all run really, really fast. You pick up coins along the way.
Okay.
And maybe you trip the other players. Like you knock them down and you can keep running and you save the princess first. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good idea. Well, we like video games. One of the other things that we like is movies. Big movie fans, you and I are.
Big. Yeah.
I have a little bit of a concern.
Okay.
So have you seen, it just released like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Have you seen this new Toy Story movie?
It's a little kid movie.
Yeah, it's.
I'm not going to go see it.
Listen, I don't mind like a Lion King, you know what I mean? Or a well done cartoon.
Well, that's real
artwork.
It's artwork. Yeah. That's right.
They're saying, I read this whole thing in the USA Today about how this is like the future of, you know, movies that like this animated,
what is?
This animated like computer graphics. I don't even know.
What are
how
you
do they do
about?
That? How do they even do that? Like, how do they make this like these...
You have to draw it, right? Don't you have to draw a cartoon and
like
then like
on the
scan
computer?
It? No, you like a scanner.
Yeah.
You scan, like, cartoons, you draw, like, 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
and then they flip them?
Yeah.
And I don't know how that works.
Well,
but what if they scanned them?
Maybe if they, I don't know. I just feel like this Toy Story thing is like a novelty at best. Like, it's interesting.
It's not going to last.
But it's not going to be like
no.
all the movies are like that.
No.
You know what I mean? And they're not going to make like real cartoons.
Listen, anymore. I think it's probably awfully expensive. So, and honestly, I don't even know how they do this because I just upgraded my computer mm-hmm. to Windows 95.
Oh, yeah.
So I had Windows 3.1.
Yeah, I still haven't upgraded yet.
Listen, Windows 3.1 is great.
Yeah. Come on.
Listen. It's great.
Yeah.
But Windows 95 is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now.
They still have Minesweeper?
They do.
Okay, good.
I play Solitaire on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy Paint, Microsoft Paint.
Oh, man. I'll lose myself in Paint all day.
Yeah, but just think about this for a second.
Uh-huh.
So they're making a whole movie basically with Microsoft Paint.
Wow.
How does that work?
I don't even know how that works. There's just, it doesn't seem feasible.
No.
I mean, it's cool. I'm not going to say it's not cool. I watched it. It was cool. You know, but it was like, I don't want to watch
it. I'm not going to watch it. It's a little kid movie.
It was interesting. It was like seeing like an exhibit or something, but it's not something like actually, like it doesn't hold up to like Robin Hood or like, you know, like classic cartoons, like
they
Snow
had,
White or.
The guy, what's the guy that does the Tool Time? He's in the yeah, that guy.
Tim Allen.
Yeah, so he's in that movie, right?
What do you mean he's in the movie? They're like computers. Like, I don't.
No, it's his voice. It's like, I saw the commercial. You can hear his voice.
Oh, he's the voice of it?
I think so.
Oh, that's cool.
What's his name?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Yeah, he's on Home Improvement.
That's what it is.
You think
I say Tool Time. Tool Time's the show on Home Improvement.
Yeah, that's deep. Yeah. You think they're going to show his neighbor's face on Home Improvement?
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen? Man, I watch every week to see. What's his name? Wilson?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Now, Wilson is... could be very cool in other ways too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah. That's for a future episode. Okay. We'll talk about that later.
I feel like, how do you feel like this is going?
I don't know. I hope Todd gives us a second one.
Well, he said he specifically used the word pilot. And
I don't even know what that means, honestly.
I didn't know what it meant either.
You're flying high. To me, it's like, yeah, we've got this thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see Jerry Garcia died?
Jerry Garcia?
Yeah.
From the Grateful Dead?
Yeah.
You think he's grateful now?
That he's dead?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
The name of the band. I got to tell you, I don't think I could name one Grateful Dead song.
I've got a couple on cassette tape.
Have you gotten any CDs? I'm not ready to start switching
over. I just don't
know
if it's going to like last.
Yeah.
I have all these records.
Well, the problem with this, like, I know they say the CD quality is better or whatever. I don't hear a big difference. But, like, I mean, I'm not going to buy one of those, like, you know, Discmans that have, like, a 60-second skip feature. You know what I mean? Like, those
things
are
expensive.
Well, they
have them that go in your, like, on my stereo at home.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the record player, mm-hmm. and then I've got the dual cassette tape.
Yeah, but when I'm driving in my car, every time I hit a bump, it's going to skip, right?
I don't know how that works. It's not a record player. It's not going to skip.
I don't know. I feel like it does skip.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to put a record player in my car.
That would be cool.
See, that's the problem, is I've got so many records, and I just started buying cassette tapes.
Okay. Yeah.
And now I don't want to buy more.
Maybe the CDs will take off for like at home or something like that, but I think cassettes will always be a staple in
cars.
Well,
listen, cassettes don't skip.
Yeah. Cassettes are very stable. You know, they're hard to break. A CD is like you could snap it in half and
you
mean a cassette, you could drop it from a 3-story building and
it'll
be fine.
Yeah. And you can record to it.
Yeah.
You can't record on a CD.
Yeah.
How's that going to work?
Yeah. I have my girlfriend recording our show tonight at home
on a cassette. Yeah.
So, well, I'm going to go home and listen to it. I'm a little nervous about it, but, you know.
Tell me how it goes. Can you make a copy of it?
Yeah. I got a dual cassette player at home.
Okay.
I can make a copy of it. Sure. All right. I think this is about as long as Todd wanted us to go. Is there anything else that we should talk about before we go?
I don't know. I had an idea that maybe we should. So we said we do like movies.
We do like movies, yeah.
And you and I watch. I would say you and I watch more movies than most.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, if the average person watches 30 movies a year.
Mm-hmm. You think average person watches 30 movies a year?
I don't know. What do you think?
I guess that's... what?
One every other weekend?
Okay. Yeah, maybe. All right,
I'm busy.
That.
You know, I don't have time to watch movies.
Sure.
But I do.
All right.
So I probably watch twice that. I probably watch 60 movies a year, more than one a week.
Yeah.
right?
Okay.
My local, so we drive into Prospect to get movies.
Yeah.
At the video store.
Right.
What's the name of the store?
I have no idea.
It's just the video store.
It's just the Prospect video store.
Right. So I go there and you scan the shelf and they've got the boxes up on the shelf, right?
Right.
And I love looking at the boxes. It's its own artwork.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I love going to the video store.
So here's what I'm thinking is what if
all right.
sometimes I go to the video store and I just stand there for hours because I don't know what to pick.
Right.
Like literally there's, I mean, dozens of movies to pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, like, picking one out of this whole wall of movies, I have a hard time.
Yeah.
So what if we suggested to people of things to watch?
Oh, like it was like a suggestion of the week.
That's right. So go to your video store.
Uh-huh.
And
like your Blockbuster.
Yeah, sure. Blockbuster. That'd be a good one.
So we don't have a Blockbuster in Prospect. But
no, you have to drive to Columbus for that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say we go to Blockbuster.
Uh-huh.
You walk in and you instantly say, Dan and Jason said watch X.
Okay.
Whatever X would be.
Got it.
You follow?
Not X-rated, though, because we don't do that.
No, this is a family-friendly show.
It's always going to be a family show.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever.
Yeah.
So I think we should do that every week.
Okay.
I think we should talk about...
So it's like the Blockbuster suggestion of the week.
Blockbuster suggestion of the week, yeah. That's a nice ring to it.
All right.
So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Why don't you go first?
Okay, so this... You could probably find this... So that's one of the problems with going to Blockbuster is sometimes they only have like six of them.
Right.
And they're all gone.
Yes.
So like you might have to wait around before you get the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment that you see this on the shelf, you need to grab it.
Okay.
And a lot of people actually already saw it in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
But Forrest Gump is out. You can rent it at your local Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to be... I mean, they probably have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very popular.
Yeah. It's like a full wall of Forrest Gump.
That's right.
For sure.
So Forrest Gump, definitely worth watching. It was in the movie theaters last year.
Yeah.
And it's out on video this year. So it's pretty good stuff.
All right. My Netflix suggestion of the week.
It's not Netflix. I don't know what that is. What is Netflix?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about last weekend I went... fishing with Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And he always says this. He's always like, you gotta flick that net to get the
right.
to get the seaweed out of it. You know, he's always like, Netflix it. And I'm like, Netflix it. He's like, yeah, flick it. Like flick the net.
Okay.
He's always saying and so I just got Netflix in on the brain. You know what I mean? Because he's
a lot of fishing with Grandpa.
He's always having me Netflix the net. So that's where that came from. But what did we call the segment?
It's the Blockbuster suggestion.
Yeah, and
of the
I forget because I don't have a Blockbuster at home. So, my Blockbuster suggestion of the week.
The phones are ringing off the hook. By the way,
I don't even know what to do. Todd, please, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. It will get better. Like, it has to get better.
It can't get any worse.
So, my suggestion is, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even know if it's at Blockbuster yet. But I did see it in the movie theater.
Okay.
And so, what I'm saying is, when it comes out on Blockbuster, watch it immediately.
Rent it immediately.
You might have to rent a VCR.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes you do that. Braveheart.
Ah, yes. With Mel Gibson.
You and I went to see Braveheart.
That guy, listen, that guy's rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's down to earth, man.
Yeah.
That guy, like both actor and his role in that movie.
Yeah.
I could not think of a more down to earth person.
No, very down to earth. He's going to be making solid movies.
For a whole life.
Yeah, for until like 2000, I don't know.
50.
Yeah. Something like that. I mean, it's probably just one great movie after another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, after that's a hit.
Mm-hmm. Like, what if he, Like, I just see him making more of these kind of movies. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Every single culture, like, he assimilates.
Oh, that
into
would be
it,
great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what if he made a movie about, like, King
culture.
David? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like, that would be cool. You know, like, really ingratiate himself with the Jewish culture. You know, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good idea if he did that.
Oh, go ahead and make a movie about Jesus, too.
Mm-hmm. Do it. He was a Jew.
He was. He was.
Well, there it is, Jason. Todd, I hope you liked it. And uh-huh. Like I said, please, if you
Listen,
didn't like
they're
it.
They're not paying us that much.
Give us. They're paying you?
We got something worked out. I'll split it with you after. He gave me
now
a 20.
Now you tell
Listen,
me?
He gave me a 20, and he goes, could you guys split this? Now, this is for the next year.
He told me he wouldn't even validate my parking.
This is $20 for the year. So, I mean, it's not that much, but
okay.
It's something. So all we're right. Officially, we're professional radio personalities at this point.
Okay. All right.
So did we come up with the name for the show? Or should we explain that really quick?
That we need a name for our show?
Yeah, we live on Lower Road.
We do live on Lower Road.
Yeah. And so we decided to call it?
Lower Road Radio.
Lower Road Radio. So I just want to explain that to people.
Mm-hmm. And this is Lower Road Radio on 104.7 The Squid. They told Todd specifically said I have to say these
all of them right
the, yeah. As we believe or whatever
yes.
That this is so this is Dan signing off for Jason. You sure I could do it?
No, don't do the accent.
Okay,
no.
All right. 104.7 in Columbus, 102.2 in Lima, 94.5 in Zanesville, 88.2 in Canton, and 87, gosh, I'm sorry,
oh, yeah.
0.7 in the Cincinnati Tri-County area.
Yes.
So even in Kentucky, you can listen to Loud Radio every Thursday at 3
Would that be Tri-State area or Tri-County?
I think it's what is
Did
kind
you
of
write
a Tri-State
it? I think
area.
You wrote it down wrong.
Once again, Todd, like, if you just
listen.
Give us another chance,
yeah.
Like, this, it will be better, we
yeah.
promise.
So pilot version 2.
I feel like on the way out, you should
well,
say something.
Listen, I think this, yeah, I will. But before we get to that, really quick,
mm-hmm.
I really think that we have been predestined to do radio.
Yes.
Because the
radio
truth
is in our blood.
Well, yeah, our grandfathers did a radio
mm-hmm.
show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's been...
We have the same grandfathers, but you mean like...
We have two sets of grandfathers.
And they did a show together.
They did a show together.
And then their children got married.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, now I'm tracking.
So dad's dad and mom's dad.
They happen to know each other.
Yes.
And they had a radio show together.
Uh-huh.
Right.
A long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like in the 50s.
Gooding Road Radio?
We'll have to look it up because I'm
we'll
not sure what it's called.
Okay.
But something right. like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Might be like Marion County Corn Busters or something. Like
okay.
It was something weird.
Tradio?
No.
No? That's
no,
a different
that's something
thing.
Different, yeah.
Okay.
So anyways. So how are we going to end it? How are we just going to
we should have
yabba dabba doo like Flintstones. How do the Flintstones end?
I don't know.
Da, 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 da,
I have no idea.
Family.
Like what's something timeless that will never change?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean? Like
something that will last forever. Well, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Star Wars movies?
Yeah.
Like they were like we were little kids when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 77, 81, 83, something
yeah.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, those will be timeless. The Star Wars
I
movies,
love the, Star Wars
the
movies.
Trilogy, will so, last forever.
So we should do something.
And they won't mess it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it will live forever.
All right.
That Good. Can't go wrong, right?
No, I don't think that can
so
go
Star
wrong.
Wars.
Yeah.
What would be a famous Star Wars quote or line? You know, in all three movies, they have a bad feeling about this.
They do? Okay.
They
so,
do, all three
so
movies.
So we'll end every show by saying, this is Dan signing off for Jason. I have a bad feeling about this. Is that right?
Yeah, but that's kind of a downer, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
I mean, what would be an upper?
Cocaine.
Ronald Reagan told us not to do drugs. Nancy Reagan has a great campaign.
I love Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Best president ever.
He's still with us?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hmm. All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, saying that you should
play more video games,
uh-huh.
eat more vegetables,
yeah.
and drink your V8.
Yeah. Why are you wearing those blue sweats?
I had an accident earlier.
We'll talk about it later.